When I was just a young lad, aspiring to fit in, all tie-dye shirts and hippie hair unkempt, we believed in total freedom, in letting it all hang out, but one aspect of our wardrobe was exempt. If they caught you wearing boxers, you were likely to be shunned. Only Y-fronts might adorn your derriere. Boxer shorts were just for old guys, or even worse, your dad. And nobody wants to wear their father's underwear. I did not want to wear my father's underwear. The way I choose to gird my loins is my own affair. I have my own beliefs, my tight white low-cut briefs. Their chief advantage is they're not my father's underwear. The younger generation, to set themselves apart, reject my tighty whities with disdain. They're airing out their differences in floppy boxer shorts with inscriptions meant to shock and entertain. Fancy patterns and bright colors make these underdrawers ideal for hiding any inconvenient stain. And speaking of disdain, the true source of their appeal is that nobody wants to wear their father's underwear. Nobody wants to wear their father's underwear. The very notion is enough to drive them to despair. Their floppy boxer shorts, according to reports, have the advantage that they're not their father's underwear. To my children's generation, this advice: don't get too smug. You can bet your children also will rebel. They'll want neither briefs nor boxers beneath their dignity, though what skivvies they might choose, it's hard to tell. Whether breech clout, thong, bikini, or even pantaloon, who knows, they just might go completely bare. You can bet your bottom dollar, when it comes to clothes down there, they're not gonna want to wear their father's underwear. Your father's underwear, I hope I've made it clear, is the embodiment of every young man's greatest fear. They feel deep despair if on their derriere is anything resembling their father's underwear.